Tonight's Shir, Siman Kuf Lamed Tes, Siv Vav through Siif Yud Aleph. Siif Vav. Oimer Baruchu Vahabrochois Bekol Ram. The Oila Latoira says Baruchu and the Brochois in a loud voice. For Oimer Balachash To'eh. If someone were to say it quietly, he's making a mistake. Some say if he said it quietly, he has to repeat the brachas loud. The Ramah adds, "Kedei sheyishmu ha'om," in order for everyone to hear, "Vayanu," and respond, "Baruch Hashem ha'mevarach le'olam vo'ed." Ve'im lo shamo hatzibur es ha'mevarach, if the tzibur does not hear the mevarach, aval pi sheshamo achazan oine, even though they hear the chazan respond, lo yanu imo, they can't respond with him. Ela oinen amen al divya chazan. They can say amen to the chazan, but they cannot respond to the oila if the oila doesn't say it loud. Mr. Bruce of Kan Chav Gimel Baruch Uvechulu. Hatam. The reason is, k'mosh mesayim haramor, like the Ramah concludes, va'af habrachas kedei sheyuchlu kol atzibur la'anos amen, for everyone to answer amen. Meaning, he says Baruch Hu out loud, like the Ramah says, for everyone to hear to respond. And he says the brachos out loud, so everyone should answer amen. The Baruch Hu, you want to answer Baruch Hashem Baruch Lam Va'ed, and the brachos, you want to answer amen. So both have to be said loud enough for the Yoilam. Sifkan Chav Dal Toya. And if he says it quietly, it's a mistake. The Lami Oimer Baruch Hu Kishon Balach. To whom is he saying Baruch Hu when he says it quietly? Ubalach Hashnikra, the definition of quietly is called the Les Asara Detzaise, when there aren't 10 who hear him. Kedin davish b'kedusha, like any davish b'kedusha, the eino b'pachos me'asara, which is not with less than 10. V'ayin magen avram du adin b'kaddish yishizor shalom b'lachash ma'itayma. If you look at magen avram, he says the same is true with kaddish. You don't say kaddish quietly for the same reason. There has to be at least 10 people who hear you. Sifkan chav hei sheyishmu ha'am v'yanu. We want it to be loud enough for people to hear to respond. Medivi haramo mashma, from the words of the Ramo, it is implied. The sphere that he holds, the ha yesh oimim lo koirak al borchu, that the yesh oimim that he has to repeat if he said it quietly, is only talking about the borchu. Al bebrachos eino ma'akev b'dievet. But the actual bracha, shabach habonu, that's not ma'akev b'dievet, in berach b'lachash, if he said the bracha quietly. Look what I wrote in about this. Certainly it's a mitzvah to say even the bracha shabachabanu out loud as well. The Be'er Loch has long discussion if the brachas are ma'akiv or not, and his maskana is that b'diyavid mistar, but you don't go back and say the brachas again, seven brachas a hakel, but certainly there's a chila chatchila to say the brachas out loud the same as the baruchu. Sivkan Chavav, Es HaMavarech, if they don't hear the Mavarech, Hainu Kishom HaBaruch, they don't hear him say Baruch Hu. Sivkan Chav Zayin, Av HaPi Sheshom HaChazen, V'chul, even though they hear the Chazen when he answers to the Baruch Hu, Ayin Le'el B'Simen Nun Zayin Sivkan Beis Mishne Bura Be'er Locha Mashu Kisav L'Sham, look back in Simen Nun Zayin Sivkan Beis, what we bring over there in the Mishne Bura and the Be'er Halocha. It's about what part you hear to respond, how much you have to hear to respond. So even though the tzibur hears the response of the chazan, that's not sufficient for the tzibur to respond. Se'iv zayin, acher she'onu ha'om, baruch Hashem ha'varach la'om va'ed, after the tzibur says there, baruch Hashem ha'varach, choyzer ha'mavarich va'oimer, baruch Hashem ha'varach la'om va'ed, the mavarich repeats it as well. Because the one saying the bracha wants to include himself with those who are responding to the call of Baruch Hu. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Chav Ches Chos Mavarch V'Chulim Mavarch also says it. Ayin Le'er Shom B'Sifkan Dal Mashakasafti Shom. Look back over there in Sifkan Dal, what I wrote over there. It's referring back to Simen Nun Zayin. The Mavarch does not say Amen to the Tzibur's Baruch Hashem Mavarch. Se'iv Ches, Afilu Berech Birchas Ater La'atzmo. Even if someone said his own Birchas Ater, V'tekev K'ru'u L'kos B'Ater, and immediately they call him up to the Torah, He has to repeat the bracha shebachabanu kishakar b'tar when he's going to read in the Torah. Dimishim kvod ha-Torah niskana kishakare b'tzibur. It's an element of kavod ha-Torah that we say the bracha when we read in shul, when we read b'tzibur. Mishdaburus of kan chavtas v'tekev k'ru v'chulu. Hainish lo amar shum posik achach. That means he said his birchas ha-Torah and didn't even say the psukim of birchas kahanim. They call him up to the Torah. So he didn't say any Torah yet. He just said the bracha. He'll repeat the bracha asher b'chabanu after the baruchu. He'll go straight, repeat himself. Because this is for kavod haTorah. So kan lamed, dibishim kavod haTorah v'chulu. It's a kavod haTorah element. It's not meaning to say. We're not going to say the asher b'chabanu that he says is a bracha levatola. We're not going to say it's an extra bracha. Kamakom k'deish lo yeh bracha v'shonim b'chdi, but l'maisa. We don't want the first Asher Baruch HaBonah that he said to be for nothing. Kasa Pichaz V'chein Shara Achorim, so Pichadish writes, and other Achorim as well. The year of the Kruah, Kol Pana Pasuk Gechot, at least as he's walking up for his Aliyah, say a Pasuk. Kon Yivarechecha. Derech Hiluch, Sefer Teres. He walks the Sefer Teres. Start saying the Pasuk of Birchus Kahanim. So there will be a Pasuk. L'mayis La'aloch, even if there's no Pasuk in between, it's okay. But why not? It's better to say some Pasukim as you're walking up. Sef Tes. Im kru the kreis b'teira koydim shivrach birchas haTorah. What if he walks into shul? They call him up for an aliyah, and he didn't say birchas haTorah yet. Kvar nifta milivrach birchas asher b'chabanu. So when he says the brachas on the kriyas haTorah, that exempts him from the brachas asher b'chabanu. For the gar mimisha nifta b'avarabba, not any different of someone who is yotze when he says avarabba. Mishnah Berurah sifkatan lamed aleph. It exempts him from repeating Asher b'chabanu the yotze b'mashe berach al hater b'chazu. He's yotze when he says the bracha for the kriyas haTorah. That's enough for his requirement. Sifkam lamed beis lo garmi mishenifta v'chul. Not any worse than avarabba. K'mavar le'el b'sem memzayin sivzayin. We learned this before and said memzayin sivzayin. V'kas v'achronim. The achronim point out. It's not quite the same as someone who's yotz with avaraba. When he says avaraba, that takes care of all the birchas haTorah, including asher kedushanu and haravna. Ma'ashen kein hach, as opposed to the one who gets the aliyah, lo nifta rak. It only exempts him from Asher b'chabanu. He still has to say Asher k'dashanu and harefna. And then when he's done that, he should say the psukim of Birchas Kahanim the way we do every day. It just takes off the obligation of Asher b'chabanu because you just said it, but it doesn't take care of the other brachas. The notes point out from Prima Gordon that if he has some time going up to the aliyah, he should taka say Asher k'dashanu la'asok b'divrei Torah and harav na before he says the baruch hu and asher b'chabanu. If he can get in those brachas beforehand, he should. It's just telling him a case when he cannot and he's going straight into baruch hu and asher b'chabanu that afterwards he has to say Asher k'dashanu harav na and the psukim b'chas kahanim. Se'if yud. Bracha achroina, the bracha after leaning, Asher nasan lanu toras emes, zutar shebichsav, that refers to Torah shebichsav, the written Torah. V'chaye ha'olam nata besochenu, hu Torah shebalpeh, referring to Torah shebalpeh. So Mishnah Berurah points out, sifkan lamigim of v'chaye ha'olam, umin hagenu lomer v'chaye olam. That's not Arminic. Arminic is to say v'chaye olam, not ha'olam. Sifkan lamadav nata besochenu hu v'chulu, the oral, not written Torah. Why is that? Hashem Hakasav, based on the pasuk. Divichachamim kedavanos uchamas maros netuim. The words of the chachamim are like prods and guides that are planted. So the word netuim, like neta, is referring to divichacham. That's Torah Shabbat Peh. Se'if Yud Aleph. When a person reads from the Torah, he should hold on to the Atzei Chaim of the Sefer Torah when he says the bracha. The Ramah says, "V'samchu minig zeh." This minig relies on Al Mashanemra, the pasuk B'Yeshua and Sefer Yeshua. Lo yomush sefer Torah zeh mipicha chazak ve'emotz. Sefer haTorah hazeh mipicha. This sefer Torah should not move away from your mouth.
And
this is why we also have a minig. When you conclude a section of the Torah, we recite Chazak. Mishtabur Sif Karan Laman Hei. B'Sefer Torah B'Shas Brocha. Hanu De'yechoiz B'Amudei Sefer Torah. The minig is to hold on to the Amudim, to hold on to the Asichayim of the Sefer Torah. The Ayin the Bach V'Tas, if you look in the Bach and the Tas, She'eskimu, they agree, the Be'ez HaKriya Tzoch Gam Kein Le'echoz B'Sefer Torah, that even during the Kriya, not just the Bracha, he should hold on to the Sefer Torah. Yesh Nohagin Le'echoz Oz B'Yiriyos Atzmon Aydei Mapa. Some have a minute to actually hold the parchment of the Sefer Torah with a piece of material separating between his hand and the Sefer Torah. V'ayin V'magen Afom, look in the Magen Afom. Acher HaKriya, after the laning, Minig L'Nashek HaSefer Torah, there's a minute to kiss the Sefer Torah. If a person has saliva built up in his mouth, yorok, he should spit, achmin hatzad, of course, to the side, for lo kenegad a sefer Torah, not facing the sefer Torah, the os, that's forbidden. After he empties the saliva from his mouth, then he should kiss. You don't kiss first and spit second. That doesn't look good. So kalam avav, sefer hatorah hazeh. The pasuk says, "Lo yomush sefer haTorah hazeh." The mashma she'toifso biyado. The implication is he's holding on to it. Sefer Torah, this sefer Torah. So it's if it's in his hands. So that's what we say that he should hold on to the atzichayim at the time of the brachas and at the time of the kriya.